A topsy-turvy staircase leading nowhere. Two hands drawing themselves into existence, or interlocking birds that morph into fish. Dutch graphic artist M.C. Escher's iconic images have mesmerized many mathematicians, college students, and some marijuana enthusiasts over the years. But the art world hasn't always taken the artist seriously. Now, the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston is exploring Escher's skill and enduring allure for the first time. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us to the gallery.
Escher's illusions have been a staple of dorm room decor for decades. They've inspired posters, T-shirts, and films, like Jim Henson's 1986 fantasy tale Labyrinth. In this scene, David Bowie, playing an evil goblin king, navigates shifting stairways like the ones in Escher's famous print, Relativity.
How you turn my world, you precious thing.
Another riff on Escher's Relativity shows up on the animated TV show Family Guy.
This is Weirder Than That rap video by M.C. Escher. Going up the stairs and going down the stairs and going up the stairs and going down the stairs and going up the sideways stairs.
Now, an original Relativity lithograph print from 1953 hangs in a gallery at the MFA. Curator Ronnie Baer walks over to another popular Escher image, two human-like heads made of a spiraling ribbon that float in space.
Bond of Union, this was ubiquitous in the 60s and early 70s as a psychedelic thing. And this Reptiles, I knew this from an album cover.
British band Mott the Hoople's 1969 album has Escher's parade of little reptiles crawling all over it. But even though works like Reptiles and Relativity have been embraced by pop culture, Baer says a lot of art critics, curators, and historians have long dismissed Escher for being too whimsical, too mainstream, too mathematical, including her.
I too disdained him. And now I find him really fascinating, both as a really good printmaker and as a thinker. He was a guy obsessed with certain motifs, and he worked them and worked them, and I think that's one of the signs of a real artist.
Baer has been examining the artist's painstaking processes and complex thinking in the new show M.C. Escher, Infinite Dimensions. For it, the European paintings expert tracked down 50 original prints and drawings owned by private collectors and institutions, including the Boston Public Library. The gallery brims with Escher's playful but technical greatest hits, including the popular 1935 image, Hand with Reflecting Sphere. It shows the bearded artist peering out from a mirrored orb poised in his hand.
This goes back to the 15th century idea of an artist representing himself on a curved surface. So Escher's fully aware of his art historical tradition, but he does it in such an interesting way.
Hand with Reflecting Sphere has been reproduced countless times, but in this original print, every detail pops.
There's a huge difference between seeing how he can manipulate his materials and how he inks the plates and how he achieves this depth of tone. And it's so different than looking at a flat reproduction that doesn't have any of those characteristics.
Whether Escher's work is seen as pop art, high art, or both, Baer wanted to show it connects with all kinds of people. So she reached out to more than a dozen creative types outside the museum world. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma meditated on how Escher relates to Bach. Retired astronaut-turned-artist Nicole Stott wrote an essay about Escher's three worlds, which shows a fish underwater, leaves on the water, and trees reflected in the water.
From orbit, I've seen the crystal clear and glowing colors of our Earth. I've experienced the dynamic nature of water, land, clouds, and lightning swirling and interconnected below me.
Stott's words are paired with Escher's print in the exhibition. She's the first person to paint a watercolor in outer space. She says at first, Earth from orbit and Escher's work could look pretty simple.
You know, you could just take a quick glance at it and walk by. But if you take the time, you discover new things every time you look at it. You're surprised that, you know, wow, how did he even do that? And the same thing happened when you look at Earth from Space.
Another essay in the gallery is by American Repertory Theater director Diane Paulus. She chose Escher's 1948 piece, Drawing Hands.
Where one hand is drawing, which leads to another hand, which is drawing. It's a constant flow where you cannot put your finger on where it begins and where it ends.
Like all good artists, Paula says Escher grabs us viscerally and challenges us to participate.
There's kind of a gauntlet set down to say, try to figure out where this begins and where it ends. I dare you, you know, and then you kind of look at it and you stare at it and you get lost in the maze.
Maurits Cornelis Escher created 448 lithographs, woodcuts, and wood engravings before he died in 1972. He also illustrated books and designed postage stamps, murals, and tapestries. While living, though, Escher didn't have his own museum retrospective until he was 70. MFA curator and new Escher convert Ronnie Baer hopes this show helps reveal there's much more to this artist than meets the eye.
I've changed my mind. We'll see what the public says.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
I love you.